Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel and pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our snake jazz.
Yes, wow. I was hoping you were going to do
I
that
I hoped
one.
You'd say that. I knew you would.
We will be here, Constance. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is Time Pop.
Pop.
Jinx.
Now you owe him a pop. See how that works?
Snake jazz.
See, if we didn't have, if you guys weren't recording at home, that wouldn't come through because the Zoom is trying to edit out your hiss.
Oh, all right. Well, it's going to come through. You're going to get some good snake jazz later.
Yeah.
Even the teenagers are into it. Snake jazz. What about Snake Abraham Lincoln? Snake Berlin.
I like the snake math. When they write their snake.
Snake 80. Oh, Snake MIT.
Yeah.
The Snake 80s.
Today, in the present, we will be discussing Rattlesnake Ricklactica.
Rattlestar? Is it Rattlestar?
You say it, Scott.
Rattlestar Ricklactica. Like Rattlesnake. Rattlestar Ricklactica. You're welcome.
I think I even texted you Rattlesnake Rectacular.
So wait, is that supposed to be like Battlestar yes. Galactica?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this had nothing really.
Well, it's a civilization at the end of its time, like snakes, the snake civilization. Like the last hope kind of.
But Battlestar Galactica doesn't have anything to do with time travel.
No, I think it was more of the civilization, like where they are and their outreach.
And the robots.
Right. And they sent the snake out to space.
And it's up to everyone's interpretation on whether or not Battlestar Galactica ends 10,000 years ago or 10,000 years from now.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah. The fifth episode from the fourth season of Rick and... Oh, this would be a great episode.
Did you say fourth? Fourth? Fourth?
I said fourth.
You're talking in snake talk.
From the fourth season of Rick and Morty. And yeah.
Do you want to read off how long this was time-wise? You must be so excited. He always wants an hour and a half, and 2 hours is too long. Today, Desmond, what is this? 20, what'd you get? 25 minutes?
23 minutes.
Oh.
You want to know how many times I've watched this today?
All day. It's probably been on loop.
I'm on number four.
And yet, this still has more content time travel-wise than some hour and a half films that we've seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this show is so fast-paced. And they do so many things. I've seen these episodes, this one particularly, yeah, like 3 or 4 times, and there's still new things that I pick up on or things in the background. It is a great show. It really is.
This is a really good show. I think Ari is our resident Rick and Morty. I love Rick and Morty, but I haven't quite watched all of them. I certainly haven't rewatched many of them.
Yeah, I've watched all of them.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, well, look at you guys. I'm just going to sit back and listen to you guys talk about it.
They get some great concepts. They go into some fascinating meta concepts. But this one has got time travel.
And they talked about the first thing I came up on when I Googled Rick and Morty time travel was that the creators said very early on that they would never do time travel because there's nothing there that hasn't been done already.
Yeah, it's like they don't like doing time travel, but they did this one. And I think there's one other episode where they talk about time travel.
A Rickle and Time.
They more like to do alternate universes, multiverses. That's their favorite thing to do.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think we're with any of the original. Like, if you followed all the timelines, like the original cast is dead, right?
It's one is there. I think they explain it in episode finally, but they're piecemealed together. Yeah. From different timelines.
Yeah, it might be the original Rick and that's it.
I think it's like the original Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what I would guess. Because I think they always try to make you think.
Oh, yeah. Because the original Rick is out trying to find the guy that killed his his wife and daughter in his timeline. Yeah, you're right. That's right. Anyway.
Yeah, this was really good. I watched it when Scott texted me this morning. I watched it real quick and I was like, it's definitely time travel and we need to talk about Rick and Morty, so why not? I sped watched Rickle in Time, and that's definitely more multiple timelines. I think we could talk about it and get some good stuff about it, but it's definitely more about the multiverse, I think, than time travel. And then I watched this again. I'm like, okay, we're going to do it. So I watched it again. I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is good. And then while I was setting up, I wasn't even watching it. I just had it on in the background and just listening to it. I was like, oh, this is meaty. This is very nice.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff, a few different concepts within time travel. So we'll have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Thanks to you guys reminding me what it's even called. That adds another
pop culture reference. Yeah. Yeah.
Or another movie that they pulled from. Yeah.
Apparently, there's a Back to the Future poster reference in there that I missed.
Oh, wow. So did I. So,
where do you want to start?
So we're assuming that all of our listeners have seen this episode.
Yes.
If you haven't, it's
23 minutes.
Yeah, go watch it really quick and come back and let's chat.
We're not going to talk about the B story. I'll talk about it real quick. Jerry floats away and eventually comes back. B story's done.
Good.
But yeah, the A story we're going to kind of go through because I kind of need you guys to help me walk through this, how this happened.
It goes by quick.
All right.
So they're out in, Rick and Morty are out in space like they often do. And they got a flat tire. And while changing their flat tire, Morty gets bitten by a space snake.
He doesn't listen and stay in the car. He wants to go out and float in space.
And there's... everything's in fucking space, Morty. Everything, including snakes. So they're near. So Rick quickly hops to and calls down to the planet, to the snake planet somehow to get an anti-venom.
He just kind of investigates. I think he just investigates
Morty
this computer.
Kills the snake that bit him.
Right. The snake bit him. He killed it.
He killed the snake.
Advil Baldrin. Buzz Advil. But how does Rick, who flings... But somehow Rick talks to the snake planet because someone jettisons.
He just checks it out with his computer. He kind of analyzes it and then he figures it out and creates his own. He didn't talk to them. He just used his computer to analyze the planet and he got the information.
He says.
No, he just analyzes the planet. He's like, oh, I can see it. And he makes fun of it. He says, oh, they've got like a million different snake civilizations. They're all at war with each other. Oh, they're stupid. They said they got snake jazz. And then he just checks them out in their DNA and then he makes their own like. He makes his own antidote.
Okay, he replicates his own.
He replicates it, yeah. Because I don't know if he's got very sophisticated technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But he doesn't, though, because somehow that's why the snakes get so advanced is because they realize there's something else out there and something worth...
No. Okay, so we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
They fly to the planet. Rick scans the planet and learns about this planet. And they say there's 14 billion or whatever different snakes. They're about to go extinct because they're all fighting with each other because they're racist.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of racist.
And then
snakes.
He makes fun of them being racist.
So he gets the antidote. He cures Morty. They go back to Earth. Morty feels guilty that he has essentially ruined this planet's chances of like space travel because
uniting them together.
Yeah, the first snake that they launched into space, he killed it, right? And so now he thinks that the entire species of this entire planet are all going to go extinct.
Hence the Battlestar Galactica reference.
Right. So he goes to a pet store and he buys a snake because, you know, pet stores sell venomous snakes.
Ones that yearn for the beyond.
That yearn for the stars.
For $50. Yeah, for $50.
And he shoves it in the spacesuit.
After getting bitten a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. And flies back to the planet and like throws it down. So it parachutes down. And thus begins the snake.
The best scene.
Mini movie. Yeah.
Real quick, before we get too far away from our introduction of the snake, I know what you're all thinking, all the listeners. I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking there's no way Desmond has a tattoo on his body that says Slippy.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, they named the snake after you.
Wait, what?
You're wrong.
Explain, please.
That's Desmond's nickname.
I have a tattoo. You can't read it from there.
It says Slippy. That's his college, or it's his drinking 20s nickname.
I see the 24.
It says Slippy.
Yeah. And this, I'll try to get it closer, but it probably will just make it closer. Oh, no, you might.
It says Slippy?
Yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners, the name of the snake that Morty buys the snake that he's going to send back, and he names it Slippy. Desmond, why is your nickname Slippy from college?
Because of the toad from the video game Star Fox.
This is a whole other podcast.
It's speaking of the snake eating itself. So I just started playing Star Fox with friends, and I was always Slippy the Toad. And so they just fucking started calling me Slippy. And then a few years later, I think someone gave me a frog, and I got really into frogs. And after a while, I had like a dozen frogs in my room. So being the frog guy, I ended up being the frog guy. And like, that's still what like Justin on my Thank the Light podcast, he always calls me Slippy. Like, that's just what he refers to me as.
Okay. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little backstory about Desmond McNeese.
So, okay. So now on to the awesome, it's a rival, right?
The what?
It's a rival.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a rival in that. There's a lot of references.
There's a lot of a rival.
Yeah. They get they discover the snake.
How long is that scene, you think?
It's not very long.
It feels like it's like maybe three to 5 minutes.
Yeah. The whole episode isn't that long. So
it's a montage of like what happens in the snake world. There's no talking at all. It's all hisses.
But they, you know, they discover the snake. They check him out medically. They bring in specialists. They have
a press conference, and he hisses at them. They don't understand.
They can't understand.
They analyze his hisses. They like and then play it back to him so they can communicate in his own.
And then
the professor goes in the room with the snake,
and they fall in love and start having snake sex.
Yeah, it looks like an attack, but it's snake sex.
Thank you. I missed that. I wasn't sure what happened there.
So it's a whole story. So then we cut back to Earth, and we see Summer the sister and her friends listening to snake jazz, and they're like really into snake jazz. And their nerdy friend, you know, after Summer explains where they discovered snake jazz, the nerdy friend says, you know, isn't that gonna alter the course of an entire species? They're like, you're a nerd or whatever. And then we cut to Morty jerking off in his room. And we have the first time travel aspect, and it is like the Terminator. So there's a sphere that appears, you know, it even makes a mark in the ground, and inside the sphere, a snake appears and it lunges after Morty to kill him. And just in time, another snake bursts open the door and shoots it with a shotgun, shoots that snake that was trying to kill Morty with a shotgun.
The snake Terminator.
Yeah. And then it just gets fucking weird and confusing.
It gets how all time travel movies should go, because we talked
that was their point. Yeah,
we talked about it big time on Meet Cute, how we're like, well, shouldn't she just keep dropping in on herself every time she goes back?
I mean, they make fun of it. Rick always says, oh, like, time travel is just the most ridiculous plot.
Yeah, it's tricky because they're using a lot of real concepts with time travel, but then they're also making fun of it. And so
but Morty doesn't understand what's going on. And Rick says that, you know, they originally the snake went out and didn't come back. And so they would have thought nothing's out there. But now they realize there's another presence out there. And so the world united with the single focal point of figuring out like what's going on out there and working on time travel.
So they start working on time travel, and the snakes discover time travel.
I want to read this quote real quick because it's so great. Can you alter the course of a species evolution like that without repercussions?
Right. That's what the nerdy girl said.
And this episode answers it by no, you can't.
So half of the snakes are going back to kill Morty and half are going back to protect him based upon their take of like the future, almost like the Terminator, right?
Well, yeah. So then there's just this barrage of snakes, one after the other. Yeah. And it's the concept in time travel that, you know, if as soon as you killed that snake in the past, the future knows that it didn't work. And so they're going to send back another one and send back another one to the same time.
So they just keep popping up right after each other. Yeah.
Right. So there's just hundreds and hundreds of snakes, which makes sense. And no other time travel movie has done that. Not even the Terminator, which is what they're making fun of.
Right. Terminator didn't go into that logic.
Yeah, so that's a huge logic in time travel. It's like in your time, where someone from the future sent something back to, and if it was unsuccessful,
it would be in the past.
They're
going
to keep sending it to that exact moment, that exact moment, that exact moment.
And it's happened. It always happens. Always will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go back to kill Hitler, some asshole's going to go back to kill you to save Hitler.
You mean Snake Adolf Hitler?
Well, okay, hang on. So
Snake off Hitler.
This is where it gets confusing. So then they jump forward. And they say, like, you know, it's the
June 21st, 2026.
And we've got robot snakes killing real snakes.
They made, like, the robots to go back in time, but then they kind of
Just like Terminator, they took over. And so now they're having their own war. And they said the only one that can save us is this.
Is Morty?
Is a child from a distant star, is right. Morty, which to me is very confusing. So originally they made time travel to send back to kill him, but then in the future,
well, it's because they come back to the planet in the future and they do kill a bunch. So maybe it's because of that.
I think it's more. It's not so much that he can save them,
or because they want to keep the timeline.
Yeah, it's not so much that he can save them and that his death will ruin them.
Right.
Yeah.
They need to keep their timeline.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's two factions.
Because this show should have actually gone back, because they shouldn't have dropped in this moment to kill Morty. They should have dropped in on a previous episode to kill him.
Yeah, but that's why they're making fun of it. That's the, like, whole problem. Yeah.
So then after going to the future, then they come back to the present, and Rick and Morty go to the snake planet and try to find their time machine. And they have to blast their way through, and they get to the spot, and he's like, damn it, they haven't invented it yet.
How does Rick attack the snakes? By giving them legs.
Oh, yeah. He's like, have legs. He's like, do you guys want legs? And they all just squirm away.
Like, who else wants legs? Yeah.
Okay.
And the snake looks really awkward with legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he gets there and he discovers that they have not built their time machine yet.
Right.
Right. So whatever that's going to happen in the future, he gets kind of annoyed and he's like, I don't have time to learn snake math. And so then he stops and he puts his hands to his head and he starts to think really hard
for the future.
And Rick is like, what are you doing? Or Morty is like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to remember to really invest in this or something.
To come back with costumes.
I'm Bill and Tedding this. Bill and Tedding this situation.
They are exactly Bill and Tedding this. So he's just like, okay, I got to remember to do this. So what is happening is in the future at some point, Rick is inventing time travel because he's got to be invested. He uses it, goes back to that very moment where Rick and Morty are, you know, they're the ones in the snake costume. Morty's got the black eye. I think they're wearing Santa hats. They're really pissed off. And they're like, here or something. Is that point? I'm getting confused. Yeah.
So future Rick is pissed off because his Christmas just got ruined because he has to do this thing because past Rick told him to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, they give him the snake costumes.
Yes.
So they give.
And time travel.
Yeah, they give him the time travel, like, little watches, something they wear. And so the original Rick and Morty then go back in time to Snake 1985.
Snake MIT.
And he says, I'm going to give,
the
Snake.
All the snakes have mohawks and they got neon clothes. There's 80s music.
So great.
Everything's exactly the same. There's a Snake Pentagon. Was there a Snake Pentagon? Yeah, there was.
So he says, I'm going to give the snakes time travel earlier and let them fuck themselves up. Their timeline up and move us and our story from this whole thing. So then proceeds the snakes doing their own time travel within their own timeline. And where do they go?
They go back to 1885 to save Snake Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated.
Yes. Which leads directly to Nazism.
Oh, yeah. Then they
come
to the
world. So what happens when he comes back from saving Snake Abraham
Lincoln? The Nazi Snake Adolf Hitler has taken over and Snake Nazis.
So then they try to go back to Snake 1938 to kill Snake Hitler.
I think he kills Hitler and then he takes a bath, but then he tries to get assassinated.
I don't think we see Hitler actually die. Again, the snakes just start dropping in one after another.
I thought that he killed Hitler, but then he went to like take a bath, but then they all try to kill him.
Or Hitler was taking a bath.
Taking a bath.
Right. And then some are defending him and some are trying to kill him.
Yeah. And then I guess from there, the snakes just kind of destroy themselves and that timeline ends. But back on Earth.
Well, there's the time police.
Yes.
Oh, the time police. That's right. They're the time police.
I got a photo of the name. In the fourth dimension, Schleamy Pants receives a phone call informing of the incident. He and another time cop travel the snake planet, go back in time, till they find the first snake to use tools. They beat the snake to death, preventing the snake civilization from ever developing.
So Rick says, he's like, Morty's like, how is this going to work? And he says, we've just given them the gas pedal. Now we just need to wait for them to blow past the time cop.
Yes. And what do the time cops look like?
Brains with floating shirts.
No, they look like testicles.
Oh, I always think they look like Little Shop of Horrors.
No, it's a testicle. They got little hairs on them and everything. It's totally.
Schleamy Pants is a testicle?
It's a ball.
Schleamy Pants is a ball.
Look it up in a picture.
Schleamy Pants is a ball. That would explain why they don't have any legs.
No, they even reference that in one of the episodes, another episode that they're in. They call him a flying testicle. Or
oh, yeah. Who voices the testicle in Rick and Morty?
See?
So there's time testicles?
There's time. The time police are testicles. They're balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
They're just one, though. Just one ball that with a big mouth that talks.
Time testicles.
So the time testicles, yeah, they beat up the snake and they end that whole thing. And in the present, back on Earth, the rest of Rick and Morty's family is still being attacked by all these snakes. But when the time police beat up that original snake in the past, all the snakes that had appeared in their present eat their own tail and disappear.
Which is as much curvature as you're going to get out of a time travel story.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then there's more.
Yes.
So that is nicely wrapped up with a bow. So good job on resolving that paradox.
This is a Christmas special, by the way.
Yes.
We should have done this one in December.
Yes, it is technically a Christmas one. So, but then you still have the situation of the extra Rick and Morty who invented time travel in the future and came back and gave him the snake costumes.
Yeah, they're going inside to our Rick and Morty have all the snakes are gone. They're about ready to relax and they walk in the house and yeah, they get met one more time by future Rick and Morty. You say, you got some shit to do.
And they've got attitude.
Yeah, they're like, you're not done. Now you have to fulfill this. You have to make the snake costumes and deliver it to them in the past.
And they say, why are you being so mean? They're like, I don't know. The guys before us were mean. So we're
mean and they're really right. Mean. And Morty has to get punched in the eye. And so here's my question to you. Is that a loop? Is that going to be a continuous yes. loop?
Yes. Oh,
you answered that so quickly. Yes.
I don't know, though, because if
their old selves did it. And well, it's like we've talked about the line with a loop and then it goes out to another line like. That kind of loop?
Yeah.
Is there a name for that? It's like a roller coaster loop.
It's a spiral.
There's like a timeline, these things. Well, it's a timeline that's straight. Then there's like this loop for a while, but then it comes out and goes back into a straight line.
It's a continuous single loop.
It's a spiral loop.
That's what I'm calling it. It's a single loop, but it's continuous. There's always going to be a new one entering the loop, doing it one time.
And then it comes back. But the world is not always looping over. Like that timeline goes to the loop and moves on. But time is always flowing through it like water through a hose.
Yeah, that day will always be a shit show.
Right. But where you are in the water is always moving forward. There's just more water coming and it's constant.
So yeah, there's a lot of concepts that they covered in this episode.
Yeah, it was more than meet cute.
And you can tell that the character of Rick is just kind of always bitter and upset most of the time.
He's particularly saucy.
Yeah, you can tell that they really don't like doing time travel. Yeah. The writers, all of them, they're like, oh, okay, we'll do a fucking time travel episode, you know, and it's appropriate that they use snakes, you know, because then snakes ate their own tail. And
They got to make fun of Terminator. They got to make fun of Back to the Future, Bill and Ted's Arrival.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
The movie with, I can't, is it remote? What's the?
Time Cops.
What's the movie with Adam Sandler with the remote control?
Oh, I never saw that one. That's not time travel, is it?
No, but that's where Christopher Walken is the one who gives Adam Sandler the remote to control. And you know what? We could argue that is time travel because he rewinds and fast forwards just because he has to be there for the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. There's worse
arguments.
I
never saw that movie.
I never did either.
And there's a couple other Christopher Walken bits in here that are pretty funny. That kind of, it's like, oh, that's why they use Christopher Walken.
There's moments in Rick and Morty episodes where they do just the weirdest, most outrageous, small little scenes. Like for this episode, the scene where he needed to recreate Jerry's voice. Rick needed to create Jerry's voice. So he like activates a machine that's in his lab that has DNA stored that he mixes with mushrooms to grow a head so he can talk on the phone to his wife and sound like Jerry. And then as soon as he's done talking, he melts the mushroom down. And it's like,
but first he got a demonic voice and I'll eat your world.
Yeah.
And she's like, not in front of my dad.
Honey, my dad's here.
And it's just stuff like that. It's like, where do they come up with these ideas? Like these writers, whoever they are just, I love it so much.
Are you guys watching Last of Us?
No, we haven't yet.
Okay. Just speak of the mushroom people feeds into that. You'll figure it out.
Oh.
I mean, the best part, like the best, like fuck time travel, I think, is Morty's black eye. We never find out where it comes from.
They do at the end after the credits.
But where is that? What we don't know that that's what he did the first
time. What do you mean? At the very end, he like punches him and it's for the holiday card. He punches him right in the eye.
But it's kind of like
at the end of the credit. Did you not watch the scene after the credits?
Yes, I did. But he punches him because he has to have a black eye because he had a black eye.
I think he actually punched him just because he was frustrated. Said, he didn't stay in the car.
He said, stay.
He says, oh, wait, there's one more thing.
Stay in the car.
Stay in the car. And then he punches him because none of this would have happened if he would have listened to him.
But the biggest reason Rick punches him is because he needs to have a black eye in the next scene. Otherwise, a paradox will occur.
True, or that he always had the eye because he always got pissed that he didn't listen to him.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, Rick had a good reason to punch him because he didn't listen to him, but he does it at that moment, at that time, because he knows walking into the next scene, Morty has to have a black eye.
So he's just fulfilling the loop.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the white men can't jump reference and how that doesn't make... He's like, hey, white guys can't jump. And they're like, "That's you don't need to be racist."
Everyone else is racist now, so we're cool on the court.
Yeah, nothing to do with time travel. Yeah, amazing that in 22 minutes, they could actually go into some pretty interesting concepts and get and introduce us to Snake Jazz.
And wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And half of it is the side story. Half of this show is the whole thing with Jerry floating around and going to dive bars and getting beat up. And
there's a few shows that have these short episodes about time travel that we could do. Like I said, that new show Inside Out has a really good one.
Did you guys look at my Wikipedia page?
Yeah, I did. That's why I researched that Star Trek Next Generation episode, Cause and Effect, sounds really interesting. It sounds like time loops for them and they have to send a message to a future loop. And it sounds like that could be interesting.
Well, Star Trek's an obvious one, but the ones in there that like just have a one-off, I think could be really fun because
right.
They just kind of come out of nowhere. They need to kind of wrap. There's like four or five Angel. There's like five Angel episodes.
With time travel?
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's a bunch of Flash episodes. Yeah, Loki, obviously. Star Trek, Doctor Who, obviously.
Community. I really want to do the Community one.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great idea.
Because those writers are really good. There's a shit ton of Twilight Zone episodes.
Yeah, Twilight Zone, that would have some great ones.
And Red Dwarf. I've never watched Red Dwarf, but there's so many episodes. Oh, and there's an X-Files.
Twin Peaks, obviously. All right, we'll get into some stuff this year. We got some TV, some movie. We're doing podcasts also. It's crazy.
Podcasts on podcasts?
We're time travel whores. We could change our title of our name to time travel whores. We'll take anything. No standards.
Time popped your cherry? Is that a thing?
No. Yes.
Yeah, well, good job, Ari. Way to walk us through that.
You're welcome.
Because there were so many, like, I couldn't really, I mean, obviously going through it from A to Z is a good way to do it, but I was having trouble organizing my thoughts and wondering if I was going to get to everything I wanted to. But that's another great thing about a 22-minute episode. It's easy to just walk through it.
Yeah.
And know you're going to get there. And, and it's just so great because, you know, they, you know, poke fun at it, and we don't necessarily poke fun at it, but we're always like, but wait a minute, if she's going back to the same time, then wouldn't there just be an infinite number of her dropping into that time? And then boom, Rick and Morty, visualize it for us.
So yeah, there's not many loopholes because they kind of make fun of the loopholes that happen, right?
Yeah, and they close all the holes.
Except for the endless stream of people stopping, but they own up to that everyone's fighting for both sides from the future. But besides that, there's not really any holes to it.
But it's cool because, yeah, they hit on the big ones, Abraham Lincoln and Hitler. Like, those are the classics.
The classic tropes of time travel, like where people try to fix something and ultimately it destroys the fabric of the universe and your civilization. Don't play with time travel at home, kids. It always goes wrong.
Do you think the space-time continuum that we currently live in, could it withstand time travel?
It's like if time travel did exist, then the universe would be able to deal with it. I feel like it's weird when it's like, oh, time travel came about, but the universe can't handle it. And I feel like the universe wouldn't have sort of allowed that to happen, if that makes sense. If it's natural enough to occur, then I feel like the universe could hang with it. But there's too many paradoxes.
Well, then you get into multiverse theory.
Yeah, it depends on how you're looking at it, right?
And then, you know, would time travel just, if every time someone time traveled, it just the universe is like, whoop, nope, you guys are over here now.
Yeah, if it's all just split universes, it seems a lot more safe. If it's just starting a parallel universe and there's infinite numbers, then that's safe.
Yeah, then you could destroy your...
If you start getting into grandfather paradoxes, it's tricky.
If it's just one timeline,
you mean. Unless you just accept the Scott Lifton theory. Where whatever's happened, has always happened, and is always happening.
It was always gonna happen.
And then it's fine. And the universe will not be shook because we've always made the same decisions and all the stimuli has always been the same and we're always doing it. And you can't step outside of everything you've experienced and why you do it, which is, that's what I'm going to go with. So in my world, time travel is possible because it's always happened. That would be part of it. That's always happened, always been.
You just got me excited. I was kind of on the fence about doing the other Rick and Morty, but now that we're talking so much about parallel universes, I think we might have to do that one.
Well, we've had that question before, like, is parallel universes time travel? And we kind of have always come to the same answer, and that answer is no.
Well, it depends.
If it's the same time when they arrive, then no.
But if it's a parallel universe and it's like the 1950s in that universe?
Yes, then it's time travel. But if it's still the same time, it's just hopping timelines, hopping universes.
Because I have that idea that we're at different frequencies and say like the 1950s are going on right now at another frequency. So if you step through that to that, that is time travel, but it's still an alternate universe.
Yeah, that universe, but it would look like the 50s just because that universe is behind us, but it could still be 2023, even though we just invented.
Oh, I meant actually the 50s, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, it would feel like time traveling because they're so far behind or ahead of us, but it's still the same year in that universe.
But again, what if we don't think in the terms of alternate universe, but take like the radio frequency idea and just think that all time is happening now at the same time. If we don't think in our limited linear fashion, if we try to think outside of that, time's a construct. So what if it's all happening as we speak? What if our 1920s, our 1800s, our 2900s is all happening around us at a different radio
Watchmen
frequency.
It's the Watchmen concept, Desmond.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Watchmen concept where he is experiencing all time at the same time happening at the exact moment?
Watchmen is a time travel film.
Oh, Watchmen is totally. We should totally do Watchmen. I mean, it's a small aspect of the movie, but yeah, there is definitely.
You never saw that movie? Oh my God. Treat yourself.
It's one of those movies I think I just always really wanted to watch with Kelly, and we can just never decide on the same night that we both want to watch it. And so I just keep putting it off.
So good.
You get to see a blue penis.
I have a graphic novel of it. You can read that first.
I don't read.
It's a comic book graphic novel.
I don't look at art. I currently have 400 hours of Wheel of Time books that I need to listen to. So
Jesus.
I'm good for a while.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, there's a guy who's kind of omnipotent. He knows everything about the universe and he's seeing all time. He sees time differently.
It's pretty cool.
So that's what I'm always, you know. Well, we have limited brains and we understand things in a very limited way. So I try to think outside of how I think, but of course I can't really do that.
Well, and I really want to shoehorn Everything Everywhere All at Once into our theme, but it's after the conversation we just had.
I mean, we can make an exception. We can do a special episode where we talk about multiverses, but that one is not.
Sideshow.
Yeah, it's not technically sub-show. A time travel.
Thank you for listening to Time Pop. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are at time_pop_pod, Time Pop Pod. And I am going to start posting again. I promise. I had a busy holiday season and it just kind of got away from me. But check out at time_pop_pod on the socials. And I'm going to start posting again so you can look at my crap on there. Send us episodes that you think we should listen to. Things that aren't technically time travel shows, but they have a time travel episode. Please, please, please direct us towards some of your favorite time travel episodes and send them to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. You can also send any questions or comments from this or any past episode to the same address. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and just see what's there. We got great podcasts. It's not all super nerdy stuff. We got comedy, spirituality, fitness and nutrition, awesome women, fantasy. We have our top 10 time travel movie list on there. And we have my human design chart on there. Go check that out, people, if you want to know what makes me tick. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Arielle.
And I'm Scott.
Go listen to some snake jazz.
It's my jam. And we're good to go.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.